The American Southwest has long been an inspiration for painters and photographers. Their depictions of the region have often promoted a romantic vision: vast blue skies, shimmering heat, and strolling mariachi bands. Now, music for those images is being created by Calexico, a band from Tucson, Arizona. The Calexico sound begins along the Mexican border, but it travels far beyond, adopting influences from around the world. At the band's core is drummer John Convertino and singer-guitarist Joey Burns.
All right, next song is Paul's going to play acoustic guitar. Let's make sure everyone's all tuned up.
On tour to promote their latest album, Calexico visited the NPR studios this week. Joey and John brought half a dozen musicians who play trumpets, vibraphones, stand-up bass, and pedal steel guitar, instruments the two have collected during their regular visits to Arizona swap meets. Singer Joey Burns says Calexico's unique sound came out of those instruments he and John picked up almost haphazardly.
My friend Fred Mills, who's a writer, calls it desert noir. But that sounds so poetic and so just perfect. But it's just a collection of different kinds of sounds and styles of music from all over the world.
But it definitely has that sense of place.
It does.
Sense of the Southwest.
It does.
And that comes from?
It comes from, I guess, the instrumentation, mainly this guitar, the nylon string guitar, uh-huh. The Spanish guitar. Maybe the combination of the mariachi-style horns and the pedal steel together. And the upright bass.
And what's so attractive to you about Tucson, about the Southwest?
For me, I'm always trying to dive into that spaciousness. And that's the one element that I love about Arizona and the Southwest, is that there's so much space. Where we live in Barrio Viejo, you feel like you're living somewhere else, a kind of a land of in-between zones. It's not quite Mexico. It's not quite the United States. It's somewhere in between. And I like that feeling. It's very quiet and... It just has a real soulful feeling there.
Tell us what Gilbert is about.
Gilbert is about a city that's part of the greater Phoenix area. It's one of many of our sprawl songs about suburban sprawl out there in the desert. And it's continuing to grow, and so you've got the growth from Los Angeles affecting Phoenix, affecting Tucson, and then some. So I'm kind of taking the name of the town, Gilbert, and I'm personalizing it into an actual construction worker working on an overpass late at night by himself. Gilbert works alone, late into the night, dangling from a freeway overpass. He's welding rebar, sculpting concrete. They're paving in the gap way out west. Off in the distance, a sleeping city shines, raises his mask to take a look.
And the horns are a big part of Calexico.
That definitely relates to the mariachi influence. The two trumpets, not one, not three, but two, in harmony.
And did you know much about mariachi music?
Mm-mm. And I still don't really know that all that much. I can't say I'm all that educated about it, but I'm learning more. We've done some work with a group called Mariachi Luz de Luna from Tucson, and we've taken them with us to Europe several times. And I've been learning a lot about just the history of it, their own personal history and stories of their families, and the way they continue to teach to the young generation this tradition. It's very passionate, it's dramatic at times, it's over the top with emotion, and other times it's really held back, and it's just, there's a whole wide range of emotion that comes inside of this music.
And you also, though, add other cultural references from Europe, from
sure.
France.
Portuguese fado music, a little bit of French influence there, and old world, Italian, Greek kind of minor modal music. Kind of the gypsy blue vein is what I call it. It's something that I don't know, it's kind of based around just minor blues.
Can you, you have your guitar with you.
Can
you give me a little sample of this minor mode?
Sure. This is a Afro-Peruvian sample. Just all in minor and a little 5/7 in there.
That's really nice. It sounds very Spanish.
It sounds very Spanish. It's Afro-Peruvian.
A lot of your songs, even though the instrumentation is very up mm-hmm. and raucous, a lot of them just have this tinge of sadness.
That's right. We love the melancholy. It just feels right. I have a hard time singing those happy songs. Ramon tightens up his leather belt and slips on through a hole in the fence. He can get you anything you want. It might cost you a life. It might cost you the whole price of freedom here on the crystal frontier. When we moved to Tucson, Arizona 7 or 8 years ago, I was impressed with all the cultures that seem to come together at this intersection or this crossroads. It's really intriguing and inspiring, and at the same time, it's both sad and it's also joyous, and there's something there. There's some kind of deep-hearted feeling there.
So you think you could, in a small tenement in New York City, create this kind of spacious music?
That might be a little rough. Maybe upstate New York.
Singer and guitarist Joey Burns. He and his band Calexico are currently on tour. Their latest CD is called Even My Sure Things Fall Through.